Living and working at the intersection of psychology and spirituality has produced 5 books for clinical psychologist and author Richard Patterson, and he is here now to tell us about his 5th and latest book. Welcome, Richard. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Monica.
I love your title.
Turtle on the Fence Post?
Turtle on the Fence Post, Finding Faith Through Doubt.
Right. It comes from an old Texas saying that says, if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know it didn't get there by itself. Mm-hmm. So the first time I heard that, it was such a powerful image for me in terms of how my spiritual world goes. Because I, forever, really since I was a child, have been looking for turtles on fence posts, signs that, you know, would give me conviction that God exists and that it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so I've spent the rest of my many years since then continuing to try to look for turtles on fence posts.
How were you raised? In what religion?
I was raised Catholic and still consider myself Catholic, albeit very left of center.
And as a clinical psychologist, how do you work this part of yourself, your spiritual beliefs, your life as a Catholic, albeit left of center, and the clinical psychologist, the professional?
Well, you know, as with most of the things in my work, I mean, I was taught the importance of that by one of the clients that I had years ago. Mm-hmm. I was working in a mental hospital in South Carolina. There was a lovely man there, and we would talk a couple of times a week. Nobody could figure out why he was depressed. Okay? Now, he was a very traditional Southern Baptist man, so very conservative, very fundamentalist. And he came to me finally when I was almost ready to leave the program and said, well, I want to tell you why I'm depressed. I said, okay, this is it. This is the big breakthrough, you know? So we go upstairs and we sit down and he says, I'm depressed because I have sexual thoughts about women other than my wife.
Oh, my.
And that was it. But then it came to me, this guy's issue is spiritual. And so I thought, you know, if I say, well, you know, you probably need to talk to the chaplain about that, then I would lose him.
Yes.
So I said, knowing his background, I said, and so you believe you're going to burn in hell because of that. And he said, that's exactly right.
Okay. What a fascinating set of gears turning, though, the way he would relate that issue. But how wonderful that he managed to put his finger on it.
Right, to his credit. And I think he kind of knew it all along.
But to articulate.
But just didn't know how to address it.
The various stages of subconscious coming into conscious and then being able to articulate it, talk about it. I mean, isn't that what we all go through, constantly churning?
Yeah. And for what it's worth, I said to him then, because I said, you know, I have to respond from a spiritual place to this. So he had just told me that he thought he was going to be burning in hell with what is a very common kind of issue. And so I said, well, guess I'll be down there burning with you.
What a perfect comeback.
And he was astounded. He really had trouble. He looked at me and said, really, that happens to you? And I said, Jim, I think it happens to 98% of married people.
Well,
and he had so much trouble kind of wrapping his mind around that because he had been so ingrained with this negative sin-based.
Well, and the feeling of isolation.
Right.
We can't find that clarity as long as we stay in the isolation and then coming out and finding that, you mean everybody's got it.
Sure. So he kind of taught me that spiritual issues are going to come up, and I have to be open to dealing with those. So nowadays, I'll just ask people, you know, tell me about your spiritual world. Not necessarily organized religion, but just your spiritual world.
And you have to know where they're coming from. What's
exactly,
their perspective?
Exactly.
So that you can step up and see from that angle? Is that what you do?
Exactly. Well, for example, right now, no surprise, I'm dealing with a lot of soldiers.
Yes.
Okay? They all have spiritual issues, virtually all of them. Either they lost God on the field of battle, or some of them actually found God out there. But most of them had experiences that they're wondering, why? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to my buddy? Mm-hmm. And those are profoundly spiritual issues. And you know, I can't dismiss that. I can't say, oh, well, you know, this isn't an appropriate place to talk about that whatever. You know, I'll tell people I'm not a theologian. I'm not a religious professional. But, you know, I have thoughts on everything, so let's talk about it.
Yeah. It fascinates me what you have done here. My first exposure to this type of writing, I think, was M. Scott Peck.
Right. The Road Less Traveled.
The Road Less Traveled.
Classic work.
That book resonated. I underlined myself silly. And in fact, I'm a compulsive editor when I'm reading. I have a pencil in my hand and I will tend to circle and do things that make corrections. And I have to say, your book is beautifully written and edited. every pencil mark in it is I'm enthusiastically underlining and making marginal notes and talking back to you in the
Well, that's good.
In the tech. That is very good.
As a writer, I'm always pleased to see that.
So. It is very sure. stimulating and thought-provoking. Now, this is your fifth book,
Correct.
The Turtle on the Fence Post. Tell me about the first four.
Well, the first one was written probably a little bit more for counselors. It was called In Search of the Wounded Healer. And it was encouraging counselors to accept and face their own woundedness
yes.
and draw upon that as a source of, mm-hmm. of help, compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went from there. The second book was more about things that – spiritual issues that came up in counseling that I had learned about from different people.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third one was called The Modern Contemplative. And it was kind of, again, a model of personal growth that was both psychological and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth one was called Writing Your Spiritual Autobiography, which was a lot of fun. And it was basically trying to provide people with a structure to address their own spiritual journey, kind of put it together and mm-hmm. get clear on what the lessons are and so on.
Well, in this book, mm-hmm. one thing that I do like is that you pause for the occasional Q&A. You have inserted brief questions at the end of well, at certain points in the text when it's really ripe for it,
right.
asking the reader to think about one's own life in the context.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite a good self-evaluation
good.
Book.
Good. Yeah, that's my intent with that, is to have people really just use this as a tool
mm-hmm.
to kind of embrace and encourage any questioning that they do in the spiritual domain. And so some of those questions that I insert in there are just kind of nudges to kind of encourage some of that.
Yeah, and they're very nice nudges, too. Tell me about the publisher for this book, and have you had the same publisher for all your books?
No. There have been, let's see, one, two, three. This is the fourth publisher. One publisher did two of them.
Okay.
This is LaGuari Publications out of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
The others, I worked with Loyola Press out of Chicago for a while.
Academic presses for the most part?
Well, not really. Well, Loyola, I think, was, because they were connected mm-hmm. with the university up there.
Mm-hmm.
These folks, LaGuari people, are really not. This is strictly, in their world, part of their ministry is to publish things that...
Okay, so it's ministry is the
correct, yes,
the correct term then.
Right.
Where can we acquire this book and your earlier works?
Okay, the earlier works, you probably need to go to Amazon.com and then look where they're available, because they're all out of print.
And they'll come up under your full name, Richard B.
Right,
Patterson?
Correct, yes.
All right.
Yes. Turtle on the Fence Post is available through Amazon.com,
mm-hmm.
through the Barnes & Noble website.
Excellent.
And hopefully Barnes & Noble over here on the east side will be carrying it as well.
Well, because today you have a signing from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yes.
at the Barnes & Noble on the east side.
Yes, over on Viscount.
Yeah, right. So listen up, folks. Head out to Barnes & Noble because you get to meet this lovely man and hear him. Are you going to speak a bit about
no,
the book, or it'll
no,
just be a signing?
No, I'll just be signing.
Just a signing.
Yes.
It'll be
there'll be some dialogue and interchange with folks coming through.
So. But a really nice opportunity to acquire the book, and a signed copy is always nice. And tell me about your blog. It's psycheandspirit.net.
Correct.
How long have you had that?
A little over a year, about mm-hmm. a year and a half. And I really just started it as kind of an outlet for my own kind of thinking out loud about different kind of spiritual issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's acquired a small, loyal, consistent following, in actually international, which mm-hmm. is interesting. And it's an opportunity for me to just throw some thoughts out there about different spiritual themes. Like the one I wrote last night is encouraging people to speak out, speak up, protest within their religion. And I've written other ones. I've written one about soldiers, dealing with soldiers and their spiritual needs.
Yes.
All kinds of things, the problem of pain, issues of forgiveness.
It's beautifully written. Again,
well,
your ability to write is excellent, and it makes it very accessible, very easy to follow. I think back on things like John Stuart Mill's autobiography, which that type of intellect mm-hmm. where every sentence is like a mathematical formula. And,
okay.
and these things can get that way. Mm-hmm. And yours is very accessible.
Good.
We have just a little time left. Tell me about your background. Where are you from originally?
Oh, I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, everybody asked me, isn't that the town that The Office is situated
oh,
in.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it is. It is. That's Scranton. And that is Scranton in the beginning. I've went to Catholic schools forever, grade school, high school, college. And then I went from there to Indiana University, and that's where I got my degree from. And then from there to this internship in South Carolina that I mentioned, and then 4 years in the United States Army, which is what got us all down here.
I wondered. That's often El Paso's draw for very special people.
Correct.
Now, are you working in any official capacity with the military, or you have your own clinical practice?
I have my own practice, and we see just a lot of soldiers who are hurting.
Well, thank you for your service, first of all, thank you for your continued service by helping our service members that really need the help.
The needs are great.
You are a fascinating man. My guest today, Richard Patterson, clinical psychologist, author of 5 books now. He will be signing his 5th and latest book from 2 to 4 p.m. today at Barnes & Noble on the East Side. That's on Viscount. You can also purchase the book through Amazon.com or through the Barnes & Noble website. And I encourage you to check out his blog, Psyche and Spirit. That's PSYCHE and Spirit.net, and you can find out more about him by Googling Richard B. Patterson. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you so much for having me.